Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I'm stuck on my teeth. I just got done eating some chips. How's everybody doing today, man? I'm blessed. Shout out to all my partners. You guys are awesome. I'm in a very different place right now. I'm just soaking it all in. I got my second sermon message coming up a little later. It's my first one going live on Facebook. So, yeah, we're going to get into it. Today's episode is completely forgiven. And I could give a preface to that, but we're just going to get right into it. So, y'all stay tuned. It's Prince Murray Podcast on Anchor. Alright, what it is, man, it's your boy, Lord Prince Mosey, the Lord of the Air, the Prince of the Peace of Y'all, Mosey, baby. I'm so excited, man. Season 2 has been a blast. I think I've learned a lot in this season of my life. I think I'm getting my passion back for the podcast, and being consistent, and I'm just enjoying this. But today's episode, first off, shout out to all my partners, all my sponsors. Thank you guys. You're amazing. Welcome to the 7. Anywho. Today's episode is completely forgiven. This episode probably won't be that long because it's very much self-explanatory after I explain it. But first, we're going to pray and we're going to let the Spirit invoke. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for being awesome and just being God. I pray that you bless every listener, and I pray that you just get all the glory out of this platform, and out of my sermon later, that it just blesses somebody. Step into the ark, by the way. Facebook Live, Lord Prince Mosey, check it out. But yeah, Lord, we love you and we thank you and we worship you and we just want to tell you you're pretty totally freaking awesome. And in Jesus' name I pray. Okay. The topic of discussion today. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Okay, I'm back, guys. Sorry about that. That's why I was knocking at my door. But, I see a lot of stuff on Facebook as far as, the law. It's pretty, tiresome because the fact of the matter is that no man can keep the law. I don't have a bunch of Bible scriptures wrote down, and I know a lot of people on my Facebook like that. They like, oh, you got a scripture? You got a scripture? I think that when you read the Bible for so long, it's common sense. When you listen to the things that Jesus said, and at some point, you just gotta know. But the point is that I was listening to a dude today on Facebook, and he was saying how pretty much the law was only created so that man would, he didn't say this like this, but this is my overall concept of what I've heard. The law was pretty much made so that man could come to the understanding that he couldn't keep it, and he needed God. He needed a Savior. You know, and I think that's a great analysis. So that's why Jesus is so important. Because his blood is the only thing that reconciles us back to God. Right. This is why I say these episodes really don't, they really haven't been that long lately, because once I explain it, it's kind of like, that's kind of like it, you know what I'm saying? Like, completely forgiven is because, like, the Lamb of God was slain for our sins so that we may be the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So you're forgiven because he died for your sins already and washed it away and gave you a clean slate with God. I don't like to keep beating a dead horse, I guess. I think that's pretty much it. So yeah, completely forgiven, that's why. Because his blood. Because he was God in flesh. And he never sinned. So he bore all our sins. One ultimate time in his death so that we could be forgiven. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys have a blessed day. Get ready for season 3, it's coming. I got another episode coming. I think we got like 3 episodes left of the season. Then we'll get into season 3. I got Raquel McGinnis and her husband Lawrence McGinnis. They're coming up next Friday. These will be the first testimonies that I have on the show, which will be a great thing. Just the elevation, and you know, her husband, he has a great testimony, so I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I think it's going to bless some people, it's going to free some people and enlighten as well. So thank you for listening, and I just pray you guys have a blessed day and keep God first. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. 7 out.